Hey everyone, and welcome to a Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where I wish I had this memorized by now. This is the podcast where we talk about all things positivity, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning, you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the positive things that have happened lately in our life. And I want to go ahead and apologize for us breaking our promise to you guys. I have a good excuse, though. We have been crazy busy. We had VBS 2 weeks ago, which totally threw off that. Last week, we had life. I don't even know what was happening. We're moving. We moved. So we, for the past week or so, we have been moving from our rent house to a house we just purchased in Clarksville. So, wow, life has been crazy. And so we are sorry, but we are going to strive to do our best again at not doing that to where... Yeah, we're going to try and have a week episode every week. Okay, so as we like to do always when we start this, let's talk about some wins we've had lately. And we have 2 weeks to choose from. And we got to have a quick podcast today because another thing that's happening is the AT&T person is coming to our house to put Wi-Fi in. So, But we wanted to make sure we got an episode out today or for tomorrow. So, Heather, what are some wins that are happening lately in your life?
Our Tuesday ladies Bible study has been a huge win for me because it has brought me new friends. Being in a bigger church, you don't always get to, like, talk to everybody in one weekend, pretty much. Like, even if it's like Sunday morning to Sunday night or Wednesday, you don't talk to everybody. So I'm getting to make friends with some ladies that I haven't been able to really get close to otherwise. So that's been a huge win on top of it's just been a really fun class. Next win, our house is all moved in and we, I think, only have one bathroom box left to go through, and then I'm done.
No way.
I went through all the kitchen stuff today and put everything away. I do have to go get some, like, pantry Tupperware storage solution thing sometime this week. But otherwise, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Now it's just like me wanting to purge everything in our house and just get rid of everything.
What is so cool about this house that we bought, though, too, is the builder. It's a new build house, which living in Clarksville right now, it's kind of like that used car thing that happened a long time ago. Like, what, three years ago, where, like, all of a sudden used cars were more expensive than new cars. That's kind of how the housing market is here. So you can buy a new house for the same price you can buy a house that's been lived in for 50 years and has had multiple people live in that house for 50 years. And it smells like multiple people have lived in it for 50 years.
But instead we get, like,
yeah, we bought a new house that
smell
was done like a couple weeks ago and for the same price. So, and builders often incentivize people now to come and buy their house. So the builder of this house goes to church with us, and the realtor that we used goes to church with us. So it's been a really fun process, having everybody be involved in the church with us. So it was very awesome, very smooth, very easy. And
like the easiest house buying process ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say. I mean, I'm also not on the end of all the stuff Matt was, but it seemed pretty easy.
I'm sorry, I just ate something.
You're probably eating in the microphone.
Oh, I hope so. We're not wearing headphones today to figure that out, though. But we closed yesterday. Thankfully, we were able to get like an early occupation thing. And
we've been moving for the past weekend, the whole weekend.
We have a lot of awesome guys that have let me borrow trailers to move stuff. And we went through pretty much the entire process of moving and didn't break a thing.
Until
last night. And it just made me so mad. I was moving our dining table that we're not going to be using as a dining table anymore out of the way. And it just so happened to knock over a lamp, a standing lamp, and it shattered everywhere in our garage. So, yeah.
And every time we've ever moved, I think the only thing that ever gets broken is a lamp.
So, but it was awesome. And we are super pumped about living in a new house, not renting anymore, actually. Getting to live in our own house. And
decorate,
the cool thing about
it, do what we want.
Yeah.
Let the girls have a slip and slide and not worry about it.
And the cool thing about it is it's literally, like, we walk out our front door and we see the church building. Well, we see the school that's next to the church building, and we see the steeple. So,
yeah,
it's really cool. It took me 2 minutes to get to work today. Awesome.
Yeah.
Also a big win for me, and we don't have to drive on the crazy road that's out in front of the church building anymore. And another huge win for me is I get to teach the ladies' class. So ladies are awesome to teach because they are just like super engaged, and it's so fun. And so, yeah, I've enjoyed that on Tuesdays as well. And another big win for me is the closing process is over. So all the stuff that Heather doesn't have to deal with, thankfully.
Now we just got to go clean up the other house to be done with it before.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to run over there.
Yeah.
Because they're showing that house at like 3 today. And I don't remember what all's left out in the open.
I don't know. We have to go get some other stuff out of there, too. I mean, my deer heads are over there. That's the most important thing. And we have big paintings over there, too, that are very important.
Maybe I can run over there real quick and throw stuff in my car.
Sure.
I just don't like, even though, I mean, it's a rent house and it's not even our rent house or anything. I just don't like for things to be untidy for people to walk through and see. Mm. And so I'm just like, oh no, what if these people know us and they're coming to look at this house knowing that we lived here? And then they're going to be like, they really left this place a mess. And it's like, well, we're not really done. We still got 2 TVs to take down and some other stuff like laying around.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of like, I don't want them to be like, did they leave all this stuff for us? Like, did the house come with these TVs? Things like that, you know?
Yeah. It's fascinating that we've been gone for 2 weeks, because besides the house buying stuff, which has been like, we searched for probably a couple of months. And we went to old houses, newer houses, but not super new. We went to this neighborhood, that neighborhood, this side of town, that side of town. And then it was like, they've built some new houses next to the church building. Let's just go into one of those. New house smell. It's addicting. I mean, it is like wildly awesome. So,
and a lot of the new builds don't accommodate like family living, like a dining space, like a designated space for a dining table.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for us. So when we walked into that house and there was like, oh, look, designated dining table space right there.
Yeah.
And so it was like, that's perfect.
I like it. It's cool. And the girls have a massive bedroom /playroom /bonus room. So, Other than that, we've had VBS since we've missed. VBS was phenomenal. Wow, it was a lot.
It was fun.
It was fun, though. There was lots of people here, and it was just awesome. Our youth minister, Cliff Hand, is phenomenal. Travis Hartle, who is now the preacher down in Franklin, Tennessee, he's great. He was our involvement minister. He was hilarious. He was kind of like the comedy guy in the skit.
Yeah.
It was funny. But it was really fun. Lots of families helped, and it was a lot every night. So, yeah. Other than that, I don't know, like, what other big wins we've had. I mean, just life in general has been awesome. I am not super keen. I don't know if that's even a good word, but on the whole moving process and not getting to eat family cooked meals.
Oh yeah, I'm so over that.
We have just been like, let's go to McDonald's, let's go to Freddy's, let's go eat here. And it's like, this morning I had my, because for the past like 2 weeks I've been, oh, this is another win, eating oatmeal for breakfast is awesome. I've been buying those, whatever that is. I don't even know who
the brand. Purely Elizabeth or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it has like flax seed and chai seeds and something other seeds in it. And it's awesome. Except it's a little probiotic-y. And, but every morning I get up and have me a bowl of that. Usually I got their banana flavor, which was really good, and I'd get a spoonful of peanut butter, and right when it's hot out of the microwave, I mix it in there.
Oh.
It was awesome. It was delicious. Now I'm eating their blueberry one. And I don't know. Oatmeal is probably the thing that can keep me full the longest. Like, I can eat a bowl of oatmeal at like 7:30 and be like good till 12. I mean, I probably could be good further if I put my mind to it, but it was cool. But yeah, oatmeal's delicious. I'm trying to think of all
the other things. Do you ever read the back of shampoo bottles and stuff when you're in the shower?
Yeah. There's a chemical in it that's like, I read, it's like, so it's interesting to go like, what's body wash versus soap? Because wash and soap are totally different.
Well, in the shower,
there's a chemical.
I noticed the back of yours. Okay.
Okay, if this was a weird break, that's because Josie came in here and she was like watching something.
High School Musical.
She was wanting to chat.
Our kids are obsessed with High School Musical.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3. Anyway, so
we went to the Dragons movie.
Oh, yeah. So I was in the shower, though, and I was reading the back of your, I don't know, body wash, shampoo stuff.
It's not shampoo. It's just body wash. I have no hair.
I literally read the saying on the back, like, all the time, and I'm just trying to, like, process what they mean by it or, like, how you're supposed to read it, because it says, we make good clean.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is it? We make good clean, or we make good clean, or is it like
we make good clean, or we make good clean?
And I like in the shower, this is like what my is thought to be process emphasized? Through the whole shower process.
It doesn't make sense. Slogans are sometimes interesting,
and I'm like, I feel like this one they
I read
fell
the
short
ingredients.
On. Oh, I don't
on the
read
back.
The ingredients. No. I don't want to know.
But there's like everything's like such and such free, none
paraben
of this, none
sulfate, dye free.
Yeah. Well, okay, so like I did like a research one time.
Oh,
because it was like if you go into a store, you will barely ever find stuff that says it's soap, because soap is like free of all these things, and apparently, like. You also look at America and wonder why most of the men in America are bald, and other countries, they're, like, not.
Oh.
It's weird.
Hmm.
Like, why is it that... And then some person, I don't know, it could have just been a whole, like, marketing thing, but they're, like, the reason, and, like, why body wash, you never feel, like, you feel clean afterwards is because of a, whatchamacallit? One of the chemicals in it gives you that sense of feeling clean.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so you want to keep, I don't know, it's very weird. And then we also, speaking of chemicals, Georgia likes to watch Mark Rober. Because if you don't know who Mark Rober is, he's like some engineer guy that helped put the Mars rover together. Mark Rober, Mars rover.
That's funny.
But he does like these little engineering things for kids to get involved with. And he has a huge YouTube following. But a long time ago when he was getting started, he did a video about chlorine and how much pee is in a pool. And it is fascinating. But...
And you learn a lot from it.
The one thing I learned from it is the reason you smell chlorine and why chlorine has a smell is because there is pee.
It's like a chemical reaction to urine in the chlorine.
Yeah.
Is why it smells like a pool.
Because he did a test. He did 2 5-gallon buckets. Both had 4 times the amount of chlorine in it. And... in one bucket, he put like a medicine cup full of Tinkle in it. The other bucket, he didn't. And he said he came back like days later or a week later. And the one on the right, or the one that didn't have any urine in it, he was like, it didn't have any smell. But it still had the same amount of chlorine in it. And then the one that did have Tinkle in it smelled like a pool, he said.
Like it smells like your average YMCA pool.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's so gross. And realizing that.
You know what? Georgia told her physical therapist that last week. Oh, no. And she like argued with her about it.
What?
The physical therapist.
Really?
She's a very interesting gal.
Yeah.
She just is one of those like, I always have to one-up you.
Yeah.
Type of people. And Georgia was like, Mark Roberg worked for NASA. Like, just to kind of end the story. Like, he worked for NASA, okay? Yeah. And because she was like, oh, well, that just means it's cleaner. And I was no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Well, that's what people often thought is the stronger the chlorine smell means the more chlorine that was put in it. No, may just mean there's more Tinkle in it.
That's disgusting. It gave me a new perspective on us ever going to water parks.
But it is funny. But yeah. I've got to go. So,
here's to renewing our covenant with you.
And here's to next week. We'll try to have a longer episode because we won't be moving into a house.
Yes.
Oh, we're also moving into a neighborhood that has HOA, and that is just interesting.
That'll be a first for us.
Yeah. And I don't think this guy, I messaged the, whatever. I'll tell you after. But I'm about to read the email. Okay, so I hope you go be positive, be encouraging to people around you. Talk about the wins that you've had lately. Just reminisce on it, even if it's just with your spouse. That's awesome. Or talk about it with your kids and or your coworkers. So thank you again so much for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Bye.